President Bush's top secret Thanksgiving Day mission to Baghdad provided a morale boost for U.S. forces at the end of the bloodiest month for Americans since the invasion of Iraq was launched last March. This holiday weekend also brought more deadly attacks for American troops and for soldiers and diplomats from countries supporting the U.S. occupation. Seven Spanish intelligence agents died in an ambush Saturday just south of Baghdad. One Spaniard was wounded in the attack. In a separate attack near the northern city of Tikrit, two Japanese diplomats were shot to death on their way to attend a reconstruction aid conference. Also yesterday, two American soldiers died in an ambush near the Iraqi border with Syria. That attack came in an area where U.S. forces have waged an intense offensive against insurgents in the past week. Many of the more than 120,000 American forces now in Iraq have been there for more than 7 months. President Bush's surprise visit thrilled the troops he saw at Baghdad Airport and was hailed by forces spread out around Iraq. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad, the holiday weekend was also a time to seek diversions from constant danger and to reflect on the prospects for their mission in Iraq.
30 seconds!
Several hundred runners ignored the chilly rain this Thanksgiving holiday to line up under the arch of one of Saddam Hussein's palaces for the Camel Trot road race.
Go! Oh, no, I'm sorry.
The crowd of American soldiers and government workers took off in good cheer, this despite the fact that they'd be running a course through the grim barbed wire and bombed-out palaces of the U.S. headquarters in Baghdad, which is also the periodic target of nighttime mortar attacks. The point of this lighthearted race was to boost morale, and at one stage, the gathered runners applauded a column of mud-spattered Humvees that were headed out the palace gates into a city where ambushes may wait at any turn. But the festivities couldn't cover up the ever-present threat facing these troops. Fresh from his own run around the compound, Chief Warrant Officer Wendell Johnson said he had one thing to be grateful for this Thanksgiving.
Being alive in a war zone is about all you can be thankful for.
During his lightning Thanksgiving Day visit to Iraq, President Bush vowed that the U.S. would not leave this country until the job here is done. But some soldiers have accepted the reality that they have a long way to go before defeating what Bush described as a band of thugs and assassins. Lieutenant Colonel Greg Riley, one of the field commanders in the Al-Qaim border region, described the difficulty of confronting an elusive enemy.
You have to remember that most contacts here in Iraq that you read about where there are casualties, you're in an ambush. Okay, that's the best set of circumstances we can hope for here. He plans where, he plans when, he chooses his weapon, he chooses his target. And that's the fight here in Iraq. It's an ambush. It's an IED explosion on the road. It's an AT mine on a road covered by direct fire from the enemy.
A recent upsurge in attacks by resistance fighters in Al-Qaim triggered a massive counteroffensive last week by a force of more than 3,500 U.S. troops, backed by artillery, warplanes, and more than 40 helicopters. But standing at a checkpoint less than 100 yards from a wall where the anti-American slogan "Slow Death" had been spray-painted in English, Sergeant Sean Spencer predicted that the huge operation would not bring about a quick and easy victory in Al-Qaim.
We could stabilize the enemy and lock them down, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a win. We're getting more and more of the townspeople on our side, but also we're getting more and more of the townspeople that are starting to not to trust the Americans or the coalitions. So I don't think we'll ever win. It's just more of a stabilization type thing, which is what we want to do.
Further away from the front lines of this conflict, at the heavily defended Baghdad airport that was recently visited by President Bush, soldiers like Sergeant Andrew Buck are more optimistic about achieving the goals of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Still, Buck said the IEDs, or improvised explosive devices, were making the job very difficult.
With the IEDs and some of the car bombings and stuff like that, we're not really used to doing checkpoints and learning how really to kill people, because we don't. We're not here to kill people. We're here to help. And that's it. We're just trying to get the Iraqi people back on their feet.
The troops in Buck's 47th Forward Support Battalion were proud that though they'd suffered some combat injuries, they had yet to lose a soldier to a guerrilla ambush. And yet, Lieutenant George Culpepper from Connecticut said for many, priorities had clearly shifted as the battalion's deployment in Iraq drags on into its eighth month.
I believe in the beginning, many soldiers, they believed that, yeah, they're coming here for a purpose to free the Iraqis and get rid of terror. But from everything the soldiers have seen, many soldiers want to go home. And their mission right now is to do what they have to do to get home.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.